那我们请来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages from the Bible.
我们请翻开马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
我们请来读第六章第一节。
We'll read Matthew chapter 6, verse 1.
你们要小心，不可将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
Chapter 6, verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them, otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven.
第九跟第十节。
The same chapter, verses 9 and 10.
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Verse 9. Pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
好，我们再请读第二十二节。
Let's also read verse 22.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你们的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
The eye is the lamp of the body, so then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light.
最后我们请读三十三节。
And finally, let's read verse 33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
好，我们圣经先读到这里。开始之前，我们请有一点祷告。
So conclude our Bible reading for the moment. Before we begin, let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we give thanks for your grace.
在七日的第一日，你再一次召聚我们。
On this first day of the week, you once again call us.
我们一同来到你的施恩宝座前。
We are all gathered before your mercy seat.
来。将我们心中的感谢敬拜归给你。
To offer up our thanksgiving and praise to you.
谢谢你在十字架上为我们所成就救赎浩大的工作。
Thank you for the great work of salvation you accomplished upon the cross.
让我们这般本是亚当的族类没有指望的人。
And we who are descendants of Adam who had no hope.
能够蒙拯救进入神爱子荣耀的国度。
Through your salvation, we can enter into the kingdom of your beloved Son.
我们每一次能够来到主的跟前，心中充满了感谢。
And every time we are gathered here, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving.
早晨，主你再一次对我们说话。
And this morning, Lord, you continue to speak to us.
但愿圣灵将我们所读的这一段话能够更多的开启在我们的心中。
May the Holy Spirit continue to reveal your word within our hearts.
让我们能够看见你心中那一个最宝爱的。
That we may see what is most precious in your heart.
就是你的教会。
That is your church.
也看见我们的主，你舍弃了一切，为了要买赎这个珍珠。
And we may see our Lord Jesus, whom you gave up in order to purchase this precious pearl.
我们感谢你，我们把众弟兄姊妹，也把讲的和翻译的都一同仰望在恩主的手中。
We thank you once again, and we lift up all the brothers and sisters, the speaker and our translator into your gracious hands.
愿你宝血再一次接近我们。
May your precious blood once again cover us.
也愿你的灵在我们中间自由的运行。
And that your spirit will move freely within us.
你带领我们进入与你的交通。
That you bring us into your fellowship.
我们一同等候你。
And together we will await you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.好，弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主能够继续来交通做门徒这件事。
But sisters, we are once again continuing to share on what it means to be a disciple.
那我们是从过往的几次交通到在登山宝训。
At our previous sharings, we shared on the Sermon on the Mount.
就是主耶稣借着马太福音五六七章啊，所要告诉他的门徒如何在地上啊，成为主在地上国度的见证和发表。
And that the sharing in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7 with his disciples on how to exemplify and testify of the Lord's kingdom here on earth.
那第五章呢，主要分成两个段落。
In chapter 5, the Lord split into two parts.
第一个段落乃是讲到啊，一到这一个第五章呢，一到十二节，这里讲到啊，所谓的八福。
The Lord starts in chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, speaking of these eight blessings or the Beatitudes.
那这八福呢，主要乃是提到啊，我们在地上国度的生活、国度的见证呢，啊，一个属灵的道路或者是原则。
And through these blessings, explains the kingdom here on earth. The spiritual meaning behind how to live.
然后从十三节一直到四十八节，首先讲到我们这一班门徒就是这一个国度的见证。
In verses 13 to 48, first he speaks of us as disciples that we are the witnesses of this kingdom.
那我们之所以能够成为这个国度在地上的见证呢，因为我们有主的生命，所以我们能够将这个生命发表出来，我们成为啊，我们是世上的光，也是世上的盐。
And as we are members of this kingdom, we are testimonies of it, and we are the light of the world and the salt of the world.
这一方面呢，主要啊，借着在旧约的律法，它如何在新约里面让我们活出这个律法的精义来。
He uses the laws of the Old Testament and how we ought to live them out in the New Testament to be this testimony.
而让啊，基督的生命啊，能够借着我们这一班属神的人呢，能够把它见证出来。
That Christ's life can and use us to share its his testimony.
这一个光和盐呢，显在世上，主要显在世人的面前。
And this light and salt, as we testify of it in this world is primarily before the eyes of this world.
而在这一段的讲述当中呢，最重要的是把神中心的属性呢表明出来，那就是表明到神是爱。
And the point of that is to show God's character. And primarily that he is love.
然后啊，在这一段最后的时候就讲到你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
And it concludes with verse 48. It says, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly father is perfect.
那我们提到呢，这个完全乃是讲到神属性的完全。
And this perfection is the of God's character.
那我们进入了第六章的时候呢，似乎主继续带领我们往前。
And as we enter into chapter 6, we ask the Lord would continue to lead us forward.
一面我们在人面前有见证。
On one hand, we have the testimony before other men.
我们能够借着这一个生命把神那一个完全的生命呢表明出来。
We have this life with which to express the Lord's life.
换句话就是把神的爱、公义、圣洁，把神的怜悯都在这个属性当中呢，借着
Which is to say, we would express His love, His righteousness, His holiness, and His other attributes, and bring them out before men.
但是这个生命的完全乃是讲到我们 属灵的生命在我们的里面的成熟。
This perfection of His character within us is speaking of the maturity of the life that has been given to us.
所以到了第六章呢, 主就转到我们怎样在生命里面成熟呢。
And so in chapter 6, the Lord turns to how we can mature in His life.
这个成熟乃是要借着我们在神面前有一个内室的生活。
And this maturity is having this secret inward life.
借着我们在内室里面与神的交通，从他领受生命。
That we, in the secret life, we receive this life from the Lord.
之后呢, 我们才能够更多的完全把这一个教会在地上的见证表明出来。
That we may more perfectly testify of the life of the church.
所以到了第六章呢, 主, 在这里似乎可以把 这一章呢，分成主要两个段落。Again,
we can split chapter 6 into two parts.
第一个段落呢，就是1到18节。The
first part is verses 1 through 18.
那这一个大段里面主要讲到与神在暗室里面的交通。And
this can primarily be thought of as the fellowship with the Lord in the secret place.
然后第二个段落呢, 就是从19节呢, 一直到末了的34节, 让我们看见我们在地上的生活呢, 需要在神面前有一个信心的生活。And
the second half, 19 to 34, is that our life before the Lord is a life of faith.
而这一个, 帮助我们在属灵生命上长进的时候呢，我们就能够成为一个体贴父心意的人。And
in this manner of spiritual growth, we can become a people who rely on the Lord and believe in Him.
所以我们首先来看第一个段落。So
let's begin with the first half.
如果我们在这里仔细看呢。
If we examine this section carefully, it speaks of three main things.
一个讲到施舍，第二个祷告，第三个讲到禁食。
The first is alms or giving to the poor. The second is prayers, and the last is fasting.
而在这三件他主要讲述的事情当中呢，我们看到他有几个共同点。
And as we speak of these three things, we'll see there are several commonalities.
第一个主提到假冒为善。
The first is the topic of hypocrisy.
另外一个呢，故意行在人的面前要得人的荣耀。The
second is to purposely do these acts in front of men to receive their praise.
然后第三个呢，主说你们要行在暗中，你们啊第三个你们要行在暗中。And
the third point is to instead do these acts in secret.
然后你们暗中的父必然察看。And
the Heavenly Father who sees will see it in the secret.
而且会报答你,
and will reward you.
那我想呢, 在我们, 读到这一些明显记在圣经上的话,
As we read these items that are listed in the Bible,
我们在去思想的时候, 我们也可以想到一些 没有讲出来的话, 但是呢, 我们去读的时候,
As we read, we should consider also the things that are not explicitly written, but that we can glean from the words.
比方讲像圣灵的工作,
such as the work of the Holy Spirit,
十字架的工作,
the work of the cross,
讲到爱,
and of love,
信心,
and faith,
忍耐,
endurance,
顺服,
and obedience,
等等, 在这一段里面, 我们都可以看见,
and etc. And we can see all these things in this passage.
好, 那我们就先来交通第一大段的这三个点。
So let's first begin by speaking of the items, the three points in this first half.
我们去读 前面第一章的时候，第五章的时候，16节那里，当门徒在地上做见证，主说你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们天上的父。
We read in chapter 5, verse 16, that the Lord told his disciples to let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
但是到了第六章这里呢, 主说你们不可将善事行在人面前, 故意叫他们看见, 若是这样, 就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。
However, in chapter 6, verse 1, he says, Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven.
换句话说，我们在地上的生活呢，我们有一些好行为，确实表现在世人的面前。
In other words, there are some good deeds that we are to do before men in this world.
但是有一些呢，我们只能够单单的坐在神的面前。But
there are others that we can only do before the Lord.
神借着这一些呢，帮助我们。
The Lord, through these things, said these things to help us.
能够叫我们属灵的生命真实在神的面前能够长大成熟。
Our spiritual life before the Lord would truly grow into maturity.
主第一个带出来就是关乎于施舍这件事情。
The first item that the Lord speaks of is giving to the poor.
他说你施舍的时候不要像
He says, Do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do.
然后故意叫人看见,
so that they may be honored by men.
要得人的荣耀,
that they may be honored by men.
主并没有说施舍这件事情不好。
The Lord didn't say giving to the poor was a bad thing.
神要我们 常常能够顾念穷人，顾念别人的需要。
The Lord asks us to be mindful of the poor and other people's needs.
但是我们行这件事情是行在神面前。
But this good deed is done before the Lord.
那主说呢，你施舍的时候呢？ 你左手所做的呢，不要让你的右手知道。
Or it says in verse 3, But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
这是在讲到一个极隐秘的光景当中，单单的坐在神面前。
This is speaking of a secret thing that is done only before the Lord.
然后叫你施舍的事呢，行在暗中。 中你父在暗中查看,
it says in verse 4, So that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
这里我们可以知道呢, 现今的世人啊，当然世上的人，甚至很多宗教，这些人呢，他们在施舍的时候，在做许多善事的时候啊，我们都知道呢啊，成为一个大新闻，让人可以好像非常的敬仰他们。
We know that when some people give to the poor, they do it in such a way that it would be a newsworthy event that other people would look positively upon them.
但是神说，我们不是这样。
But the Lord says we are not to do in this way.
你们要在隐秘处来做这些事。
You are to do it in secret.
那当我在思想这些事的时候，至少主在这一方面就给我们有几方面属灵的训练。
And so when I considered this, I saw that the Lord has given us several spiritual lessons.
第一个，我们啊愿意施舍，表明里面有一个爱的心。
First, that we are willing to give to the poor means that we have a heart of love within us.
圣灵在我们的里面感动我们，我们愿意顺服。
The Holy Spirit has moved us within, and we are willing to be obedient to it.
我们愿意按着神的话，神的教导，我们顺服他，愿意给那些有需要的。
Through the Lord's teachings, we want to be obedient to Him, and we want to give to those who have need.
并且圣灵借着十字架对付我们的肉体。
Secondly, the Holy Spirit through the cross is dealing with our flesh.
因为这一件事情，就着我们眼睛所看见，世人一切所做的，都愿意显在人的面前得荣耀。
From what we can see, when people in this world give to the poor, they want to do it outwardly before other people.
而别人可以做的，基督徒不能做。我们必须隐藏这一件事情，做在神面前。
That they may receive glory from other people, but what other people do, Christians, we cannot do, and we ought to do this giving to the poor in secret.
叫人所接受的人，他们所看见的是从神来的。把荣耀归给神。
That the people who receive this support see that it is from the Lord, and they give the Lord the glory.
所以很多属灵的功课就借着这一些活在神面前，主要训练我们。
And so there are many spiritual lessons to be learned here for living before the Lord, and He needs to teach us.
这是让我们看见神也借着施舍，更多的让我们认识他。
And we can see here that through the giving to the poor, that we can learn more about him.
第一个，我们如果继续看保罗给哥林多啊弟兄姊妹的书信，在哥林多后书那里。
First, if we see what Paul has written to the Corinthians in the book of 2 Corinthians.
他讲到马其顿的弟兄姊妹愿意啊奉献呢，来帮补在耶路撒冷遭饥荒的弟兄姊妹的时候。
We saw that he was speaking of the Macedonians and their willingness to give support to the Christians in Jerusalem who had a need.
他们乃是先把自己奉献给主的人。
First, they offer themselves to the Lord.
然后他们愿意把他们的财物摆上来帮助这一班弟兄姊妹，并且他们所摆上的是过于他们所能的。
And they were thus willing to offer up what they had to support the believers in Jerusalem, and what they gave was beyond that which they could support themselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里神又给我们看见这个训练又远过于啊，光是在财务上啊，在许多属灵啊的品格上，也讲到我们这一个人是不是把自己首先奉献给神了。
So we see in this manner of giving is not just on physical and not and beyond just the spiritual lesson, but are we willing to place ourselves before the Lord?
并且, 到了哥林多, 后书那里, 第九章的时候, 那里又更多地告诉我们, 保罗说呢, 少种的少收, 多种的多收。
And Paul continues to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that those who sow sparingly will reap sparingly, those who sow bountifully will reap bountifully.
个人奉献呢, 是按着自己甘心乐意。
What people were willing to give is based on what they were freely willing to give.
神
purpose in their heart.
会把这一个, 当你奉献更 奉献多的时候, 或者你奉献的时候, 神就会更多的加添给你。
When you offer up these things, the Lord would make more grace abound to you.
让你经历到神是这一位信实的神, 而让我们也经历到神, 祂这一个丰富的供应, 万有都是属于祂的, 不是一件头脑的。
And we see that the Lord in this way would show us that He is Lord over all things and in thus offering He has this abundant sufficiency to support us.
这乃是一个真实属灵的经历 我们就在灵里面 在我们所经过的这一个道路中呢 我们认识到
And this would be more than just the head knowledge. We would experience it in truth, and then we would see that He is truly the Lord of abundance.
而我们这一个人领受了神的恩典, 我们的眼睛被打开, 慢慢的我们知道我们不过是神恩典的管道。
And as we see the Lord in His grace, we would understand that we are just a conduit for His grace.
我们开始认识到我们是神恩典的管道, 我们就更乐意成为这个管道, 借着神的恩典, 让我们能够把这个恩典带给更多的人, 蒙祝福。
And when we see that we are just a conduit for His grace, then we will be more willing to channel His grace and give more to the people that are in need of it.
弟兄姊妹,这些需要活在神面前, 我们能够经历这一切。
We need to live this out before the Lord and experience this.
所以感谢神呢，主借着第一个讲论，让我们开始明白怎样在暗示里面活在神面前。
And so through this first topic, we can see what the Lord means by living out His life in secret.
第二个讲到祷告这一件事。
The second is speaking of prayer.
祷告呢, 主说不可像那假冒为善的人爱站在会堂里和十字路口祷告故意叫人看见我实在告诉你们 他们已经得了他们的赏赐了
The Lord says in verse 5 When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full
然后呢 他说你祷告的时候要进你的内屋关上门祷告你在暗中的父你父在暗中查看必然报答你
Number 6 But you when you pray go into your inner room close your door and pray to your father who is in secret and your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you
所以主在这里同样一个原则当我们与主祷告 的时候我们进入我们的, 内室,
and so the Lord again has this same command when speaking of prayer, that when we pray, we are to go into our inner room.
这个内室呢，我想跟我们平常在教会群体的聚会、薄饼聚会，我们一起开口赞美神，有一点不一样。And
so this prayer in the inner room, I think, is going to be different from our communal prayer in the congregation or during communion.
但是如果讲到原则性的话呢，应该是一致的。换句话说，乃是在灵里面，我们与主有那一个真实的交通。In
the original language, I think it is
The
similar that we ought to pray in the Spirit to have this fellowship with the Lord.
这样的话呢，父在暗中。 垂听呢，查看他要报答我们。And
the Father who sees in secret will reward us.
那接下来主呢提了两方面啊。Following
the Lord speaks of two points.
第一方面呢，他就讲到一般祷告性的原则。And
one is on the topic of praying.
他说呢，你们祷告不可像外邦人一样用很多重复的话。你们以为话多就蒙垂听。主说呢，你们祈求还没有祈求以前，你们所需要的父已经知道了。Verse
7 and 8, the Lord says, But when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
所以主呢，要我们祷告的时候呢，我们简单诚心来到主的面前，把我们的需要告诉他。So
the Lord asks us to, when we pray to Him, come to Him with simple hearts and directly.
为什么要祷告？
Why do we need to pray?
一面来说是与神的交通。One
hand it is to have fellowship with the Lord.
而祷告最重要乃是与神之间建立一个关系。Most
importantly, prayer is to bring up a point, a manner before the Lord.
并且知道我们的有限，我们必须要时刻来信靠我们的神。
And to know that we are limited in that we often need to rely upon the Lord.
所以当我们在这个关系的里面，我们能够与主建立一个那一个属灵的交通。So
on a particular matter of concern, that we can have this fellowship with the Lord.
接下来主就给我们讲到第二方面。The
Lord continues on to a second point.
他告诉我们呢，我们祷告一个基本的原则。He
gives us a basic principle about how to pray.
而不是在这里告诉我们祷告一定要这样。It
is not to say that we have to pray in this way.
而这一个原则呢，乃是一面首先顾到神的需要。But
the principle is that on one hand, we are to pray about God's needs.
另外一面再提到我们的需要。
And then to bring up our needs.
这个给我们有很重要的训练。
And this is a very important lesson for us.
我们慢慢的从以自我为中心开始能够与神为中心。
That we would move away from being self-centered to centered on the Lord.
当一个 孩子在成长的过程当中，我们就看见，开始我们都是以自我为中心。When
we see a child growing up, we can see that we are all the same, and we begin by being very self-centered.
但是当这个孩子慢慢长大成熟的时候，他能够以父、母亲、以家庭为中心。But
as a child matures and grows up, we can see that they become more concerned with their parents or their family.
所以当他长大成熟, 就能够一同来掌管他父亲的产业。
As they grow up, they can, on one hand, be responsible for their parents' inheritance.
而主在这里告诉我们, 我们的需要, 他都知道。
The Lord tells us that all of our needs, He knows.
他在这里要训练我们, 神他自己有需要。
What He is teaching us here is that the Lord Himself, He has a need.
而这一个需要并不是说神 真的有需要, 而是为着教会, 为着他的国度, 神需要一般人与他同心。
This is not to say that He has specific needs that are truly needs of His, but that He wants a group of people who can be that He can share the needs of the church and His kingdom.
当我们慢慢体会父、体会主的需要的时候，我们的心 能够与他同心，我们属灵的生命在这一方面就会慢慢的长进。
As we understand the Lord's heart and His desire for the church and His kingdom, then we would totally mature and to see all these things in through His point of view.
许多弟兄姊妹的经历都可以告诉我们。 当神的需要先得满足的时候，我们的需要自然就能满足。
And so there are many testimonies of the saints that say once the Lord's needs are met, then our needs will be met as well.
所以主在这里告诉我们, 你们要这样祷告说,
So the Lord says here, pray then in this way.
我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣, 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上。
Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
我们知道现在, 神的名在全地, 并没有, 受人的尊重。
We know that today the Lord's name is not respected by the world.
因为当人犯罪堕落以后, 这个悖逆的心存在每一个人的心中。
When man fell and sin entered into the world, this rebellious heart entered into everyone's heart.
但是我们知道, 有一天当神的国降临, 神的荣耀圈满, 遍满全地, 神愿意看到全地都尊他的门, 尊他的名为圣。
But we know that one day the Lord will return and His kingdom will be brought onto this world and His glory will shine and at that point His name will be hallowed throughout the world.
所以我们这一般属神的人, 我们在神面前真是有一个 祈求愿人都能够尊父的名为圣。
And so all of us who are believers should have this desire that the whole world would call on the Lord's name to be hallowed or holy.
愿你的国降临,
that His kingdom would come.
这个国不单只是指着一个有形的国度。
And so this kingdom is not just this physical kingdom.
国更多讲到主在掌权。
The kingdom speaks more of that the Lord has authority.
讲到他的主权。
That His authority.
他是全地的主宰。
That He reigns over all of the world.
今天神的国在地上只能够行在他所救赎的百姓就是教会当中。
Right now, His kingdom can only be manifested in those who has been saved, which is his people.
但是有一天主再回来的时候, 他的国要统管全地。
But one day when his kingdom returns, his authority will reign over the whole world.
主愿意我们这样与他同心来祷告。
And so the Lord is willing for us to have the same heart as him and pray in this way.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这个旨意乃是让我们看见神他的旨意在天上如今是可以通行的。
So we see here that this will in heaven it can be accomplished freely.
而今天男主神旨意的成就乃是在地上。
But that which hinders his will today is on earth.
在人的心中许多的悖逆和抵挡。
In men's hearts, there's many oppositions and walls.
一面来说
，On one hand，
我们求神啊，他的旨意能够尽快的能够通行在地上。
It is to say that we want His will to quickly be accomplished on earth，
叫人心都能归向神。
That all men's hearts will be bowed to the Lord.
我们最近在读以赛亚书。
Recently we were reading the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书里面有许多的预言。
And there are many prophecies in the book of Isaiah.
许多的地方神都把将来在国度新天新地所要成就的工作向我们启示出来。
And there are many prophecies of the kingdom of new heaven and new earth that will be accomplished, and He reveals it to us in these prophecies.
神在锡安掌权。
The Lord will reign in Zion.
万民要流向锡安，来到圣城耶路撒冷。
And the people will come from all over to the New Jerusalem.
来归向他，来敬拜他。
To bow before him and worship him.
这一幅图画呢，何等的荣耀！
How glorious is this picture?
神得着最尊贵的荣耀。
The Lord received this highest glory.
他的国在全地以公义公平来掌权。
His kingdom reigns over the whole world with justice and righteousness.
慈爱和诚实在他的面前。
And loving kindness is before him.
全地充满了平安与和谐。
And the whole world is filled with peace.
万民都来归向他。
And all the people would bow before him.
这一幅图画，每一次我读到第九、第十节的时候，就显现在我的心中。
And this picture, every time I read verses 9 and 10 here, it appears in my heart.
这何尝不是神借着旧约的先知一直在他的心中巴不得这件事情早日的成就。
And this is something that is in the Lord's heart from the time of the Old Testament prophets, and he wants this to be accomplished quickly.
当我们来到神面前祷告，我们想到神心中那一个最大需要的时候。
And so when we pray, when we consider the greatest desire, the greatest need in God's heart,
我们愿意与神同心起来与他祈求。
And we ought to have this same heart as the Lord and rise up and pray for it.
然后接下来为着我们自己的祷告。
And then following we have prayer for our own selves.
他那里讲到我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
He says, give us this day our daily bread.
这个日用的饮食呢，今日赐给我们这句话读起来非常有意思。
When we read this phrase, give us this day our daily bread, it is filled with meaning.
这里马上让我想起，我不想弟兄姊妹也会想起，就好像以色列人在旷野。
And immediately it comes to my mind, I don't know if the brothers and sisters think of this as well, is of the Israelites in the wilderness.
他们在旷野每天领受玛纳。
that in the wilderness every day they received manna. And what they received is only used for that one day.
主说,
the Lord says to pray, give us this day our daily bread. So what we only need for this day, give us today. Let's once again see this lesson of faith.
明天的需要, 明天再来求主。
Tomorrow's needs, we'll ask the Lord tomorrow.
我们的生命与主是永远连结的。
Our life is forever united with the Lord.
永远的一直不断的信靠他。
That we would always rely upon Him.
这是很重要属灵的训练。
This is a very important spiritual lesson.
很多时候我们 想到明天、下个月、明年的事。
Oftentimes we think of tomorrow, next month, next year.
但是主教导我们今日。
But the Lord teaches us today.
所以感谢主啊。 接下来他说，我们免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
So we thank the Lord. And He continues to say, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
我们是犯罪的人，我们在明处、在暗处，许多时候不仅得罪人，也得罪了神。
So we are sinners. In secret places, we often sin not only against other people, but against the Lord.
那这里好像有一个很重要、有条件的应许，主要我们祷告的时候，我们一面来到神面前求他赦免我们，但是主马上光照我们。当有别人得罪我们的时候，我们也要像主一样，能够赦免别人、饶恕别人。
So there seems to be a condition here that when we come before the Lord and ask for forgiveness, that the Lord shines His light upon us and that we ought to forgive those who have sinned against us as the Lord forgives us for sinning against Him.
然后他说不叫我们遇见试探就我们脱离凶恶。
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
这个世界充满了试探。
This world is filled with temptation.
仇敌啊。 一面用试探引诱我们犯罪。
On one hand, the enemy uses these temptations to cause us to sin.
一面呢，用这一个凶恶呢，要来辖制迫害我们。
And he also uses this great evil to attack and harm us.
什么是试探呢？
What is temptation?
试探跟试炼不一样哈。
Temptation and trial are different.
试探呢，就是把我们里面的罪性引出来。
Temptation is to bring out our sinful nature from within us and draw it out.
神不试探人。
The Lord does not tempt people.
仇敌呢，要把我们的罪性引出来，叫我们犯罪。
The enemy seeks to bring out our sinful nature and cause us to sin.
什么是试炼呢？
And what is a trial?
试炼是要把我们里面有的，把它更多的显明出来。
It is to show us that what we have inside, and to allow us to reveal more of it.
换句话说，我们里面真实对神有信心，或者对神有那一个爱神的心。
In other words, if we have faith in the Lord and a love for the Lord, a trial will use the circumstances to allow us to show that we have this faith and this love and to reveal more of it.
你比方讲亚伯拉罕，神要他把以撒献给神。
For example, we see that the Lord asked Abraham to offer up his son Isaac to the Lord.
这个是试炼。
This is a trial. He knows. The Lord knows that Abraham has this heart that fully has faith in the Lord. So he asked him to offer up his only beloved son to the Lord. And Abraham was completely faithful and believed in the Lord.
So we have
to ask the Lord to lead us not into temptation, and moreover to deliver us from evil.
And
we know that the Lord in all things is around us, protecting us.
And
he sends his angels amongst us to guard us. And praying in this way is also training us in our faith and understanding of the Lord.
I will
speak of my own personal testimony for a bit.
我过去很长一段时间呢，常常需要到国外去出差。
For a period of time, I had to travel overseas for business often.
我每一次坐上飞机的时候,
every time I sat on the airplane,
我就用这一句话祷告主,
I would use this phrase to pray to the Lord.
主啊, 不要叫我遇见试探,
Lord, don't let me meet with temptation.
主啊, 你要救我脱离凶恶,
Lord, you must deliver me from evil.
你知道我是软弱的,
you know that I am weak.
感谢主呢, 主从来不失信,
we thank the Lord that the Lord was never faithless.
我有时候真是会遇见试探, 凶恶的事情,
and I met truly with temptation or with evil.
但是主都能够叫我从这些环境当中蒙拯救脱离出来。
But the Lord would have led me to salvation from these situations.
所以感谢神, 借着这一些我们就能够经历到我们的神。
So we thank the Lord that through these we can experience our Lord.
然后接下来呢, 他就特别强调, 另外一面呢, 让我们看见国度权柄荣耀,
and he says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. He is Lord over all things. Let us have faith in him. And in prayer, let us pray for his needs.
主在十五、十六、十四书节特别强调饶恕这件事情。
And in verses 14 and 15, the Lord speaks of forgiveness.
然后接下来他就马上讲到禁食这件事情。
And then following, he immediately speaks of fasting.
什么叫禁食呢?
What does it mean to fast?
禁食乃是刻苦己心,
it is to
humble
our hearts.
让我们在主面前为着我们个人所面对的, 或者弟兄姊妹或者整个教会或者甚至我们所周遭的环境, 来求神的帮助, 求神的光照, 求神的带领等等。
So that in our own selves, in our families, the congregation, our surroundings, that when we ask the Lord to help us,
叫人从被辖制的光景当中得释放,
to be set free from the bondage of wickedness,
叫人从苦难的光景蒙拯救,
to be saved from difficult situations.
那为什么饶恕人跟这个禁食似乎 会有关系呢?
How do these situations relate to fasting?
主借着以赛亚书58章我们这一两个礼拜所交通的似乎给我一个
So in Isaiah chapter 58, as we were studying this week, it gave me a revelation.
禁食当然很好.
So fasting is, of course, very good.
但是我们在神面前需要有那一个实际.
But before the Lord, we ought to have this truth.
Reality. 这个实际乃是让我们活在神面前是一个对的光景。
That we ought to have this right relationship before the Lord.
我们能够饶恕人,
that we can care for other people.
我们能够, 不欺压人,
we ought not to oppress other people.
我们能够显出神的爱,公义和怜悯,
we ought to be able to exemplify God's love. His righteousness and His mercy.
这样我们在神面前的禁食祷告, 神必垂听.
And thus, when we fast and pray to the Lord, He will hear us.
所以借着这样的禁食祷告, 我们也能够在神面前学到许多这个神在圣灵里面对我们的光照. 首先,我们禁食的时候, 刻苦己心, 当然让圣灵更多的光照到我们的里面来帮助我们省察我们悔改归向神.
So as we study this idea of praying or fasting, and we see that fasting is to humble our hearts, that the Holy Spirit would be able to enter in and shine His light upon us.
所以光是 从一节到十八节，我们就可以看到主在外表的这些话讲述里面，让我们仔细进入的思想，就知道对我们属灵的生命有多大的益处.
And so, in these verses 1 through 18, we see how all these spiritual lessons that the Lord is teaching us have a great impact on our spiritual maturity.
实在说来，主 他就是这样在地上过生活.
So it's to say that the Lord lived in this way on earth.
主从来没有, 就是离开天上的父, 不抓住时间在主面, 在父面前, 有一个非常亲密祷告的生活.
And the Lord never passed an opportunity to have this precious life of prayer before the Heavenly Father.
而借着这样的一个属灵的交通, 主在地上能够应付每天的工作, 甚至对于仇敌来的一切工作, 祂都能够得胜.
And thus, daily, He was able to accomplish the Lord's will and even oppose the work of the enemy and be victorious over him.
而对我们来说, 更是叫我们在属灵的生命上得坚固, 得长大.
And that in our spiritual life, that we ourselves would be supported and grow.
那我们接下来进入第二段.
And so we're entering now into the second half.
第二段, 主接下来马上讲到财宝的事情.
He begins speaking of this matter of treasures.
主知道财宝在地上的人当中, 在信徒当中, 因为这是我们在地上肉身的需要.
We know the treasures in our lives that are our physical needs.
而主愿意借着这件事情, 让我们把我们带回到一个正确的路上.
And He uses this topic to bring us back onto the right path.
主首先讲到你们要把财宝记在天上.
First He tells us to store our treasures in heaven.
因为你们的心在哪里, 你们的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
这句话讲得非常实在,
And this phrase is very true, isn't it?
如果我们的心是在股票市场的话，股票往下跌，我们的心也往下跌。
If our heart is in the stock market, then when the stock prices go down, then our heart will sink with it.
当股票往上涨的时候呢，你就看到很多人脸都笑哈哈的。And
when the stock market goes up, then you look around and see all these faces that are smiling.
但是主在这里告诉我们，你们的心，你们的财宝在哪里，心也在哪里。Lord
tells us, where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
主 要我们的心常顾天上的事。The
Lord wants our heart, our treasures to be, our heart to be in the heaven.
主
on heavenly things.
知道这一切都要过去。Lord
knows that all these physical things will pass away.
我们需要追求永远的。And
we need to pursue those things that are eternal.
那是不是我们把地上的财宝就随便乱花用呢？
So does that mean we can carelessly spend our earthly treasures?
让自己享受快活呢?
And to enjoy our short, quick lives.
到处旅行啊, 当然旅行也是需要的。
And we can just vacation wherever. Of course, you know, vacations are necessary.
但是有一些太过讲究, 你真是心里要叹息。 Sometimes something is too luxurious, so make your heart feel very sad.
So the Lord says this to us.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
主要我们
Lord wants us to store our treasures in heaven.
然后接下来他就讲到这一个眼睛是身上的灯。
And he says that the eyes are the lamp of the body.
你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明了。
So then if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light.
所以好像你的心就是你的眼睛。
So it's as if your heart are your eyes.
因为你的财宝在天上的时候, 你的心呢, 对准了天上, 这样你的眼睛呢, 看准了天上呢, 你全身就光明起来。
That is to say, if your treasures are stored in heaven and your heart is fixated on heaven, then it is as if your eyes are focused on heaven and your body will be filled with light.
这一个眼睛若嘹亮呢, 其实原文是你的眼睛如果是专一, single.
So this phrase here, so then if your eye is clear, the original translation is if your eye is singular, singularly focused.
Single eye.
A dove's eyes are singular.
你知道在雅各书里面, 主对着苏拉密女说, 我的家人, 你的眼睛, 何等的美丽。
In
Book of Song of Songs.
In the Song of Songs.
My bride, you are so beautiful. Your eyes so beautiful. 为什么呢? 因为这个家人, 他只单单一个单眼, 看着他的主。
And why is it that it was written this way? Because that bride had only eyes for her husband, the Lord.
所以主在这里好像就用那一句话提醒我们。
So the Lord here uses this phrase to remind us.
我们需要对着天上的事是专一的。地上有一种 是复眼非常厉害的昆虫。
So our eyes should be focused solely on heaven. And on earth, there's this
one insect. Have a plural
multifaceted
focus eyes.
And so on earth, there are insects with multifaceted eyes that can see and focus on multiple things.
那就是苍蝇。
That is a fly.
苍蝇呢，它是复眼，所以它在地上呢飞来飞去找这个找那个，完全不会 focus.
And so a fly with its multifaceted eyes can fly and look around all over the place.
所以主在这里很清楚已经告诉我们了，我们财宝在哪里，心在哪里，我们信靠主，把财宝放在天上，我们的心自然在那里归向神。
And so the Lord clearly here tells us that where our treasure is, our heart will be also. And if we have our treasure in heaven, then our hearts will be focused on heaven.
接下来主就很清楚告诉我们，我们在地上，我们不能侍奉主，啊，又侍奉马门。
And the Lord continues to say, on earth, you cannot serve both God and mammon, or wealth.
因为我们至终只能够看重一个，轻看另外一个。
Because you can only be devoted to one and will despise the other.
所以约翰也告诉我们，不要爱世界。爱世界爱神的心就失去了。
And so John tells us, do not love the world, for anyone who loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以接下来主就告诉我们呢，啊，关乎我们日常生活的需要。
And the Lord continues to speak of our daily needs.
他说呢，你们不要，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。
Says, do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat, what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on.
主说生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?
这里看重的很不一样哈。第一个，主知道我们所看重的是我们每天日用的吃什么喝什么，然后为着我们的身体要穿什么。
So the focus here is different. The Lord knows that we are concerned with what we will eat daily and drink daily and what we will wear.
我们肉身一切的需要。
These are all our daily needs for our life.
但是主所看重的是你们的生命。
But what the Lord focuses on is our life.
生命不是比这些更贵重吗？
Is not life more than these things, more important?
为什么主强调生命？
Why is the Lord focused on life?
这个跟后面很有关系。
And this is very related to the following verses.
所以主用很多的比喻要来安慰我们，让我们能够在信心中看见他老早看重我们的生命，因着看重我们的生命，我们所顾念的外面的需要他都知道，他会给我们。
And so the Lord uses all these following examples to comfort us.To say that the Lord has already seen us and all of these physical needs that the Lord already knows of and will provide for us.
他用天上的飞鸟，用野地里的花来表明神对这些不值得、没有价值的生命，神都非常的看重，更何况是我们按着他荣耀形象所造的人呢。
And so the Lord uses the birds of the air and the flowers of the field to say, look at these inconsequential lives. more so all of us who are created in the Lord's own glorious image, wouldn't He care for us even more?
所以到了三十一节主说, 不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么, 这都是外邦人所求的, 你们需用的这一切东西, 你们的天父是知道的。
So he says in verse 31, Do not worry then, saying, What will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows what you need, knows that you need all these things.
所以到了33节,主就说, 你们要先求神的国,或者他的国,和他的义, 这些东西都要加给你们。
And so he ends with 33, But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
我们的生命在神面前看为极宝贵, 而这一个生命在神面前要有价值, 我们需要与他的国, 与他的旨意, 啊, 在其中呢, 被建立起来。
And so, before the Lord, our lives are precious, and to have this value, we ought to consider His kingdom and His righteousness.
他, 什么是他的国呢?
What is His kingdom?
我想, 这里讲到国有两方面。
Here, I think, when He speaks of kingdom, there are two sides.
一方面就是刚刚 主要我们祷告的,愿他的国降临,他的主权,他的国度能够领导。
The first is what we saw previously in this chapter, and His kingdom come, that His authority would reign on earth.
更主提到乃是我们的经历,让他可以管理我们。我们在他的主权底下,我们完全的顺服他。 他是我们的主,他是我们的神,完全能够落实在我们的生命当中, 这是主所要的。
And secondly is we ourselves, that His authority would reign in us, that He would rule over us, that we would have all of our faith in Him. That is what the Lord desires.
而且这个国今天也是在教会当中,
And His kingdom is in His church today, where it reigns absolutely.
我们借着这个教会的生活, 啊, 个人在主面前的生活, 我们能够进入这个国的实际。
And in the church and in our own lives, there we can enter into this reality of His kingdom.
第二个,他的义。
And secondly, His righteousness.
我们知道神是公义的。
We know that the Lord is righteous.
律法乃是神本性一切的发表。
And the law is an expression of His character.
当我们, 啊, 按着神的话而生活的时候,
We live according to God's word.
一面来说我们来寻求 什么是讨神喜悦的事?
One hand, we are seeking to know what are the things that are pleasing to the Lord.
一面我们活在这样的光景当中。
And secondly, we are living in such a in that kind of condition.
我们就能够, 啊, 好像回应到前面所提的那一个祷告的里面。
Now returning to that previous prayer to be within it.
而我们 也在这一个主所看重的生命里面不断地被建立起来。
And that we are now being built up in the life that the Lord desires of us.
有这样的一个美好的见证,生命的成熟,我们又回到第一章,你们是世上的光,你们是世上的盐,那一个见证就能够更显得完全。
And then as we are maturing in this life, then we can return to this previous chapter's condition where we are testifying that we are the light of the world and the salt of the world. So the Lord asks us to pray for these things. And to enter into these things. Our daily needs, the Lord will give to us.
我想我们不要走极端，那我们就不用去工作，像帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹，就等着别人来供应我们。
I think that we should not take this too far and be like the church at Thessalonica who needed other people to care for them.
这里主要来是讲到我们的心在哪里。
Primarily, this chapter speaks of where our heart is.
我们在地上仍然有工作，仍然按着世人一样的在地上过生活。
I think that if we have jobs, we ought to live like the people of this world and, you know, live our lives.
但是我们的心不是被这些抓住。
But our hearts should not be grasped by these.
我们主在路加福音讲到很多这一方面的例子。
The Lord in the book of Luke gave many examples about this.
你比方讲有一个财主，他盖了很多积货城。
That there was this rich man who was very productive.
他把许多的财富都积在里面，对他的灵魂说，我可以安息享受。So
he built all these barns and stored up all his goods, and he said, "My soul, you can rest because I have stored up all these things."
但是主说，无知的人呐，今日就要你的。 命了，你这些要给谁呢？
But God said to him, "You fool! This very night, your soul is required of you. And now, who will own what you have prepared?"
主不要我们的心单单为着这些地上的东西，我们需要的在那里汲汲营营。
So the Lord does not want us to focus on our physical needs and to, you know, so accumulate them and gather them up.
保罗说有吃有喝就当知足。
And Paul said, as long as I have enough to eat and drink, I'm satisfied.
主更是在我们末世的时代特别警戒我们，不要因着今生的私利、钱财的迷惑，累住了我们的心。
And especially in these times that we ought not to be misled and bogged down by the things of this world.
要我们学习在信心中信靠他，他必供应一切。我要走在主所命定的路上，多多的追求神的国和神的义。
We need to focus on the things of the Lord. On His kingdom and His righteousness.
我们所需要的，天父知道，他也必供应我们。
Our needs the Lord knows, and He will provide them for us.
我相信许多弟兄姊妹也都可以做这样的见证。
I think many brothers and sisters can give this kind of a testimony.
好，我们就停在这里。And
so we will conclude here.
主，我们愿意把这些话继续交托在恩主的手中。
Lord, we continue to commit these precious words into your gracious hand.
人的话所能表达的不完全，也很有限。
And the man's words cannot fully express your will and are limited.
但是圣灵能够在我们的心里头，心的深处来光照我们，来开启我们。
May the Holy Spirit shine His light in us to reveal your word fully to us.
带领我们更多的活在主你自己的面前。
To lead us more to live before the Lord.
接受你生命的供应。
To receive your provision for our lives.
也叫我们能够因着你的供应，教会在地上更多的彰显主你自己的荣耀。
And that through your provision that the church would reveal more of your glory.
好叫我们真是能够像主你所说的，我们要完全像天父完全一样。
That we may be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
叫耶稣基督荣耀的光能够显在世人的面前。
That the glorious light of the Lord Jesus be shown before all men.
并催促主,
and moreover, that you would return quickly. And once again, we offer up our thanks for this period of time this morning. We give you all of our worship and our love. We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.